Greetings and shalom, family. Welcome back to another segment of Covered in Spirit and Truth with your sister, Aja Bhatia Leisha. So guys, we are still in the book of Yashar, the book that they removed because they did not want us to know. The book that Yahuwah allowed them to remove because we did not, for a time, deserve to know, as we have been under the chastisement, as we have been exiled from our land, and we are now all scattered to the four corners of the earth and the lands of our captivity, just now understanding who He is, who we are in Him. And family, I am honored to present to you the rest of Yashar chapter 23, and we will be starting at verse 46 after this. Okay, family, I'm back. And guys, I encourage you to go through the previous episodes. Guys, start from the beginning of the series of Father Abraham, the backstory, so that you're all caught up. But guys, now I begin in verse 46 of Yashar chapter 23. And Abraham said unto Eleazar, and unto Ishmael his son, do you also see that which we see upon the mountain which is at a distance? And they answered and said, we see nothing more than like the other mountains of the earth. And Abraham knew that they were not accepted before Yahuwah to go with them. And Abraham said to them, abide ye here with the ass, while I and Yitzhak, my son, will go to yonder mount and worship there before Yahuwah, and then return to you. And Eleazar and Ishmael remained in that place as Abraham had commanded. And Abraham took wood for an ascending smoke offering and placed it upon his son Yitzhak. And he took the knife. And they both went to that place. And when they were going along, Yitzhak said to his father, behold, I see here the fire and wood. And where then is the lamb that is to be the ascending smoke offering before Yahuwah? And Abraham answered his son Yitzhak, saying, Yahuwah has made choice of you, my son, to be a perfect ascending smoke offering instead of the lamb. And Yitzhak said unto his father, I will do all that Yahuwah spoke to you with joy and cheerfulness of heart. And Abraham again said unto Yitzhak his son, is there in your thought or heart, is there in your heart any thought or counsel concerning this which is not proper? Tell me, my son, I pray you. O my son, conceal it not from me. And Yitzhak answered his father, Abraham, and said unto him, O my father, as Yahuwah lives, and as your soul lives, there is nothing in my heart to cause me to deviate either to the right or to the left from the word that he has spoken to you. Neither limb nor muscle has moved nor stirred at this, nor is there in my heart any thought or evil counsel concerning it. But I am of joyful and cheerful heart in this matter. And said I, blessed is Yahuwah, who has this day chosen me to be an ascending smoke offering before him. And Abraham greatly rejoiced at the words of Yitzhak. And they went on and came together to the place that Yahuwah had spoken of. Verse 58. And Abraham approached to build the altar in that place. And Abraham was weeping, and Yitzhak took stones and mortar until they had finished building the altar. And Abraham took the wood and placed it in order upon the altar which he had built. And he took his son Yitzhak and bound him in order to place him upon the wood which was upon the altar to slay him for an ascending smoke offering before Yahuwah. And Yitzhak said to his father, "Bind me securely, and then place me upon the altar, lest I should turn and move and break loose for the force of the knife upon my flesh, and thereby profane the ascending smoke offering." And Abraham did so. And Yitzhak still said to his father, "O my father, when you shall have slain me and burnt me for an offering, take with you that which shall remain of my ashes to bring to Sarah, my mother, and say to her, 'This is the sweet-smelling savor of Yitzhak.' But do not tell her this if she should sit near a well or upon a high place, lest she should cast her soul after me and die." Verse 63 of Yashar 23. And Abraham heard the words of Yitzhak, and he lifted up his voice and wept when Yitzhak spoke these words. And Abraham's tears gushed down upon Yitzhak, his son. And Yitzhak wept bitterly. And he said to his father, "Hasten you, O my father, do with me the will of Yahuwah Eloheinu, as he has commanded you." And the hearts of Abraham and Yitzhak rejoiced at this thing which Yahuwah had commanded them. But the eye wept bitterly while the heart rejoiced. And Abraham bound his son Yitzhak and placed him on the altar upon the wood. And Yitzhak stretched forth his neck upon the altar before his father. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son as an ascending smoke offering before Yahuwah. At that time, the angels of mercy came before Yahuwah and spoke to him concerning Yitzhak, saying, "O Yahuwah, you are a merciful and compassionate king over all that you have created in heaven and in earth, and you support them all. Give therefore ransom and redemption instead of your servant Yitzhak, and pity and have compassion upon Abraham and Yitzhak his son, who are this day performing your commands. Have you seen, O Yahuwah, how Yitzhak, the son of Abraham your servant, is bound down to the slaughter like an animal? Now therefore let your pity be roused for them, O Yahuwah." At that time, Yahuwah appeared to Abraham and called to him from heaven and said unto him, "Lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do you anything unto him. For now I know that you fear Elohim in performing this act and in not withholding your son, your Yahid, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, a ram was caught in a thicket by its horns. That was the ram which Yahuwah Elohim had created in the earth in the day that he made earth and heaven. For Yahuwah had prepared this ram from that day to be an ascending smoke offering instead of Yitzhak. And this ram was advancing to Abraham when Satan caught hold of him and entangled his horns in the thicket, that he might not advance to Abraham in order that Abraham might slay his son. So far, family, we see a lot of Hasatan becoming a shapeshifter, going before Yahuwah, accusing, just literally trying to hinder the plans and purposes of Yahuwah going forward. And we also see Abraham understanding who his father is, knowing the voice of his father and being able to discern between Ruach's, and he knew that the old man and the young man both were Hasatan, and he also knew that that water that had appeared in a place where it had never been before was also Hasatan, and the authority that Avraham used in rebuking Hasatan caused Hasatan to fear. Hallelujah. Verse 73. And Avraham, seeing the ram advancing to him and Satan withholding him, fetched him and brought him before the altar. And he loosened his son Yitzhak from his binding, and he put the ram in his stead. And Avraham killed the ram upon the altar, and he brought it up as an offering in the place of his son Yitzhak. And Avraham sprinkled some of the blood of the ram upon the altar, and he exclaimed and said, "This is in the place of my son, and may he be considered, and may this be considered this day as the blood of my son before Yahuwah." Do you guys hear this and see this? Do you guys not see this as pretty much the stage being set for what would in fact happen with the son of Yahuwah? Guys, I'm going to read it again. Verse 74 of Yashar 23, the book that is mentioned in the Bible, but not present in the Bible. Verse 74, and Avraham sprinkled some of the blood of the ram upon the altar, and he exclaimed and said, "This is in the place of my son, and may this be considered this day as the blood of my son before Yahuwah." And all that Avraham did on this occasion by the altar, he would exclaim and say, "This is in the room of my son, and it may this day be considered before Yahuwah in the place of my son." And Avraham finished the whole of the service by the altar, and the service was accepted before Yahuwah and was accounted as if it had been Yitzhak. And Yahuwah blessed Avraham and his seed on that day. Verse 76, and Satan went to Sarah, and he appeared to her in the figure of an old, very humble and meek man. And Avraham was yet engaged in the ascending smoke offering before Yahuwah. And he said unto her, "Do you know all the work that Avraham has made with your Yahid this day? For he took Yitzhak and built an altar and killed him and brought him up as a sacrifice upon the altar. And Yitzhak cried and wept before his father, and he looked not at him, neither did he have compassion over him." And Satan repeated these words, and he went away from her. And Sarah heard all the words of Satan, and she imagined him to be an old man from amongst the sons of men who had been with her son and had come and told her these things. So, family, we see here, Sarah perceived him not. Sarah did not recognize that it was the serpent of old. She did not have the eyes her husband had. Obviously, family. Verse 79. And Sarah lifted up her voice and wept and cried out bitterly on account of her son. And she threw herself upon the ground, and she cast dust upon her head. And she said, "O my son, Yitzhak, my son, oh that I had this day died instead of you." And she continued to weep and said, "It grieves me for you, O my son Yitzhak. Oh, that I had died this day in your stead. And she still continued to weep and said, it grieves me for you after that I have reared you and have brought you up. Now my joy is turned into mourning over you. I that had a longing for you and cried and prayed to Yahuwah Elohim till I bore you at 90 years old. And now you have served this day for the knife and the fire to be made an offering. But I console myself with you, my son, in this being the word of Yahuwah, for you did perform the command of your Elohim. For who can transgress the word of our Elohim, in whose hands is the soul of every living creature? So family, here again, whereas you see her heart is devout towards Yahuwah, she seems to be lacking right here in this instant, the very thing that we need, that caution, that warning, that red alert, which is in our Ruach, that discernment, that we may differentiate between Ruach's family. Verse 82. You are just, O Yahuwah Eloheinu, for all your works are good and righteous. For I also am rejoiced with your word, which you did command. And while my eyes weep bitterly, my heart rejoices. And Sarah laid her head upon the bosom of one of her handmaids, and she became as still as a stone. She afterward rose up and went about making inquiries till she came to Chevron. And she inquired of all those whom she met walking in the road, and no one could tell her what had happened to her son. And she came with her maidservants and manservants to Kiryat Arba, which is in Chevron, and she asked concerning her son. And she remained there while she sent some of her servants to seek where Abraham had gone with Yitzhak. They went to seek him in the house of Shem and Eber, and they could not find him. And they sought him throughout the land, and he was not there. And behold, Satan came to Sarah. Verse 86. And behold, Satan came to Sarah in the shape of an old man. And he came and stood before her, and he said unto her, I spoke falsely unto you. For Abraham did not kill his son, and he is not dead. And when she heard the word, her joy was exceedingly violent on account of her son, that her soul went out through joy. She had a heart attack, family. She died and was gathered to her people. What did it say here? And when she heard the word, her joy was exceedingly violent on account of her son, and her soul went out through joy. She died and was gathered to her people. Why did she die? Because she listened to the voice of the enemy. She did not remain still waiting for her husband to return. Let this be a lesson. Let this be a word. I don't know who this is for. Hallelujah. I don't even know if it could possibly be a word for me. And if it is, I hear it. And when Abraham had finished his service, he returned with his son Yitzhak to his young men. And they rose up and went through Beersheba, and they came home. And Abraham sought for Sarah and could not find her. And he made inquiries concerning her. And they said unto him, she went as far as Chevron to seek you both where you had gone. For thus she was informed. And Abraham and Yitzhak went to her to Chevron. And when they found that she was dead, they lifted up their voices and wept bitterly over her. And Yitzchak fell upon his mother's face and wept over her. And he said, "Oh, my mother, how have you left me? And where have you gone? Oh, how have you left me?" Verse 90. And Abraham and Yitzchak wept greatly, and all their servants wept with them on account of Sarah. And they mourned over her, great and heavy mourning.